Agenda item number six, discussion and possible action on electricity aggregator agreement by John Halls, Chief Financial Officer.
I promise only a couple more items and you'll get to hear from somebody else here. This is a potential action item. As many of y'all may remember, we purchase our electricity have purchased on a multi-term basis, and it was several years ago that we, or a few years ago, that we contracted with your approval with what's called an electricity aggregator, which is really a person. In this particular, it's part of the state cooperative purchasing program that assisted us in getting bids from various electricity energy providers to then solicit or to select energy rates for a multi-year period of time. They will give you bids for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, however long. And obviously, as you go out, typically the rates get a little bit lower as you contract for out longer term. We currently are utilizing Gexa Energy. That is the energy provider that we currently utilize for all of the non-regulated areas that we have in the authority, which is the majority of our place, this building and most of our other facilities. That rate, we've got about another year to go on that particular contract that we have with Gexa. Our rate's been a pretty good rate at this point, but rates have actually gone a little bit lower than that, and we have the opportunity to go out and recontract with perhaps someone else utilizing the services of this aggregator to help us with that, to go out and recontract for rates. As you might imagine, that particular process is very much a day-to-day process. You go out and get a quote from these companies that's good for 24 hours, and you can take that rate or you have to get a rate the next day. And so the reason we're bringing this item is to give the authority to Phil to go out and sign an agreement with them on that type of a short-term basis, because obviously you all just meet once a quarter. So it's to provide that authority. We would continue to use the same aggregator who we've been very happy with. That organization gets a very, very small number of percentage to pay for their services that gets added to the rate. It's just a very small fraction of the rate, but that's how he gets paid for helping us with that. And as I said, the rates right now are slightly less than our current rates, but we're going to monitor those. If you approve this resolution, we will continue to monitor those rates, and then we'll be in a position to make the decision promptly that we think is in our best interest. And we would probably lock in a rate that is 2 or 3 or probably not 4 years, but probably up to 3 years out. And so we can – now, we still have a year to go on this rate. So unless we selected Gexa, which that's a possibility, and they might bid and say, well, you could select our rate and we'll reset it right now if you'll contract for future rates, that might happen. But if it's not Gexa, we would probably have to stay with Gexa for the balance of that year, and then the new rates would go into effect after that. So it just depends. It's a very fluid market, as you can imagine. We're just trying to get the flexibility to be able to do what's best for the BRA. So I'll answer any questions.
If there's no questions, read your resolution, please. Okay.
Whereas the Brazos River Authority participates in the Houston-Galveston Area Cooperative Energy Purchasing Corporation, through which the Brazos River Authority can obtain contracts for electricity for its facilities at lower prices than it would be able to obtain on its own, and whereas electricity prices continuously fluctuate, and in order for the Brazos River Authority to take advantage of a purchase recommendation made by the corporation, the Brazos River Authority must enter into electricity contracts at the time the recommendation is made, and whereas Section 2.01 of the Brazos River Authority Operations Policy Manual restricts the General Manager CEO from approving any contract or making any single expenditure in excess of $500,000 without first obtaining Board of Directors approval, and whereas electricity purchases that are advantageous to the Brazos River Authority will generally be in excess of $500,000. Now, therefore, be it resolved that notwithstanding the provisions of Section 2.01 of the Brazos River Authority Operations Policy Manual, the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to enter into contracts the General Manager CEO deems to be in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority and within budgetary constraints for the purchase of electricity as recommended and negotiated by the Houston-Galveston Area Cooperative Energy Purchasing Corporation for a contract term not to exceed 5 years.
You heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Leroy? Henry? Hold the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.